Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Gymnastics.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Gymnastics. The Tigers are gearing up for the NCAA Regional. Auburn will head to Berkeley, California to compete Thursday evening at 7 Pacific, 9 o'clock Central Time. We're joined now by Tigers head coach Jeff Grabo. All right, coach, to the championship part of this season, if you would, take us through this week now of training, travel, an opportunity to see the venue for the first time, and then finally getting to compete throughout this week.
Yeah, so we only get 2 days of practice this week. That'll be today and tomorrow. So we'll be pretty full speed these 2 days. It's a little bit atypical because you have such a long travel day, but we're gonna push them hard Monday and Tuesday, try to get as much as we can done. And then, you know, Wednesday's a full travel day all the way out to Berkeley. And then Thursday is that's actually when the tournament starts in our region. That's the first matchup. We are not in it. We have a first round bye. So Thursday after that meet, all the teams that have a bye are going to get a walkthrough, which is basically you don't actually get to work out on the equipment, but you get to go there and, you know, do some visualizing, get to see everything. And also at the same time, you know, get the logistics, where's your locker room, all that type of stuff. Friday is the meet then. So we're in the second quad Friday night, which starts at, as you said, 7 o'clock Pacific time. I guess I'm going to just start talking Pacific time rather than anything else.
All right, let's talk about your competition. As you mentioned, there's a play-in to get to that pod on Friday. So kind of take us through the potential competition that Auburn will see in that first round of the NCAA tournament for you, Coach.
Yeah, you know, we drew a tough regional. We have a long travel day, and we're traveling. I wouldn't say in our first pod, we're not just the only team traveling the farthest. Nobody else has a hotel room. You know, Stanford is 25 miles away. They're the 3 seed in our pod. The 1 seed is obviously Cal, and the 4 seed is either Southern Utah or San Jose State. Well, if San Jose State gets through, they're only 32 miles away. So seems like we're going into some home country. Those are good teams. They've all competed on the Cal campus before. This year, and we'll be very comfortable. So we definitely have our hands full, every place in the NCAA tournament's going to be hard, and you know, we have to hit no matter where we go, we're going to have to hit. So, you know, our mindset isn't going to change.
You have to finish in the top 2 to advance to the Sweet 16 on Sunday, correct?
Correct. We don't have to worry about our score. We don't have to worry about anything else. We just have to beat 2 teams. And that's actually the whole story of the tournament. You got to beat 2 teams to get to the next round, all the way until the final 4. So that's the goal. The goal is to, you know, just have great performances, be healthy, be strong, be mentally tough, and beat a couple teams and get to the next rounds, you know, survive in advance.
What is the key this week? As you mentioned, 2 full days of practice, a full day of travel, 1 day just to get the lay of the land, so to speak, before you actually get to compete. So in your mind, what's the key for the Tigers throughout this week?
You know, I would say leadership. We've had some athletes who've been to a Final Four, and we've had some athletes who've struggled on the road in these pressure situations. I think both those things are beneficial to bring to the young people. You know, we do have 10 new people on this team. And this is a do or die situation of postseason. You know, sometimes you rise to the occasion, and sometimes you can let the occasion be a little too big. And you know, we want to make sure that we're big enough for the stage that we're on. So I would say leadership, making sure people get their head on straight, and you know, it's pretty simple. Just do your job. We're a really good team. We should be competitive in every round, but we have to be very good. So it's a matter of just calming down and doing our job and not getting outside of our bubble.
Is your lineup set at this point?
Well, sort of. I mean, we have 2 rounds, so it's set sort of for the round of 32. And then we have a premier lineup that we might pull the trigger on in the round of 16. You know, each round it's going to be, you have to squeeze a little bit more out of the juice out of the lemon, so to speak. So we have to let everything, we're in a tough regional. We're going to have to beat two top 10 teams to qualify out of this regional. That's difficult. We've beaten two top 10 teams this year, but it's taken us the season to do it. We're going to have to do it in one day. So I have a lineup that I know will get us a pretty good result, but I also have a premier lineup, which might squeeze an extra half tenth, but it might be a little bit more risky. So we're going to utilize both, I hope.
Well, I know you worked to this part of the season all year long. I mean, it's finally here. And granted, there's travel and Auburn may have a little bit of a chip on its shoulder going in, but this is what you've been working for all season long, isn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, this is, you know, you work so hard, you worked what, 9 months to give yourself an opportunity to do something like this. First off, we need to be careful and be realistic. It's just it's a privilege to be in the tournament. I know sometimes our success is our worst enemy. It's becoming pretty commonplace that we're in the tournament. But when I got here, we had half of a decade where we weren't in the tournament. And I think we're at the point right now where that's good that we expect that out of ourselves. But we also have to, you know, breathe a little bit and understand that this is pretty special. But with that comes some responsibility. So let's go get it. Let's have fun. We worked this hard to get here. Let's breathe. Let's have fun with it. And, you know, when this team is having fun and they're light and goofing off a little bit, they're actually a pretty good quality team that's hard to beat. So, you know, the trick is going to be able to, you know, can we get them into that zone?
What is your rotation for Friday, Coach?
We are starting on floor. So we'll go floor, vault, bars, beam, which we like that rotation. We finished on beam a lot this year, so we feel pretty comfortable with it. And we've been training to start on floor now for quite a few weeks with the anticipation that we were probably going to get that rotation. And the good thing is if we qualify through to the Sweet 16, then that's most likely going to be our rotation again. So we don't have to come up with a different plan. We're hoping that the stars align and we get the same rotation if we get through.
Wish all the best. Safe travels, Coach. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Jeff Graba on This Week in Auburn Gymnastics.